That corresponds with that double-digit run-up in land values during that time for a lot of states, specifically the I states. Very strong commodity prices, some good yields in a lot of places, and uncertainty in the market post-COVID and some other things that drove the land prices higher. And the people, you know, this would be families that inherited land or estates that needed to sell the land, or even some investors that wanted to capitalize on those higher prices. They decide to sell when those prices run up. We saw the same thing leading up in 2012 and 13.